This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us this week from member station WABE in Atlanta is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
What are you doing in Atlanta?
Well, it's this interesting event. It's called A Gathering for Gardner. It's a tribute to Martin Gardner, who was the longtime mathematical recreations columnist in Scientific American.
Mm-hmm.
And there's puzzlers, mathematicians, and magicians here from all over the world for talks and performances of magic. Just a great time.
Oh, I love it. Magicians. You know, Carl Castle is a magician.
No, I did not know that.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He often takes that little top hat and his rabbit on the road with him when he's doing Wait, Don't Tell Me. All right. Well, you gave us a challenge last week, and it was hard. I mean, stymied me. So let's repeat the challenge.
Yes, I said take the plural name of an animal, take the singular name of another animal, say the two words out loud, one after the other, and you'll name a country. What are the animals, and what is the country?
And your answer?
Well, the animals are gnus, G-N-U-S, and the eland, E-L-A-N-D, both animals from Africa. Say them together, you say New Zealand or New Zealand.
Wow. I never would have gotten eland. It's the first time I've ever seen that word. But apparently enough people were stymied because we did have over 1,100 entries, but sometimes we get a lot more than that. But out of those, we have a winner, Jay Livingston from New York City. Hi, Jay.
Hello.
So how long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
Gee, I don't remember. I remember my first guess was Spain, but I knew that couldn't be right. So.
But you knew what an eland was.
Well, it's because I do crosswords and that's where you find elands.
Interesting. Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, that answers my question. How long have you been playing our puzzle?
Since Eisenhower's first term.
Yeah. That's long enough. What do you do?
I teach at a university.
Oh, all right. And it sounds like you're ready to play.
Okay.
All right, Will, meet Jay. Jay, meet Will. Let's play.
All right, Jay, I'm going to give you clues for two words. Each of the words has two syllables. The first vowel sound in the first word is a short I. Change it to a long I sound, and phonetically you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said one who breaks one of the Ten Commandments, and John Hancock for one, you would say sinner and signer.
Oh, okay.
All right, here's number one. And if you get the answer after my first clue, just feel free to jump in. Here's your first clue. My cousin in a 1992 film...
Vinny and Viney.
That's correct. And your second clue is like the walls of Ivy League schools. Number two is an agricultural worker.
Mm-hmm. Picker and Piker?
No, and your second clue is president after Harrison.
Attila and Tyler.
Yeah.
That's correct. Not flat as terrain.
Oh, hilly and highly?
No. Right. Extremely was your second clue.
Okay.
Half of a symbol of communism.
Sickle and cycle.
That's right. Wash or spin for a washing machine. Argue, to argue.
Oh, bicker and biker.
That's it.
Oh.
Hell's Angel, for example. Good.
Here I am on Quibble, you know. What can I say?
And there's no Quibble.
No, there isn't.
All right, try this one. More cool. More cool.
Hipper and hyper.
That's it. Your second clue is overexcited. How about overly prim and precise?
Would the second clue be expensive?
Yes, it is. Good job.
So it would be prissy and pricey.
Prissy and pricey. Nice work. Wisconsin College.
Ripon and ripen.
That's it. Too mature. That's correct. Half of humankind.
Women and Wyman.
That's right. Ronald Reagan's first wife. Resident of England, Scotland, or Wales?
A Briton and Brighton.
That's correct. Your second clue is become sunny. A cooking utensil.
Dipper and diaper.
I like that.
A cooking utensil.
Skillet something you.
Skylit. No.
That's right. Illuminated like an atrium.
Oh, skylit. Okay.
Yes, and your last one is get bigger as a cloud.
Get bigger as a cloud.
Thicken?
No. What do clouds
thicken
do?
Thicken and thicken? No.
No, it doesn't. No. There's no
that's
thicken.
Word.
We're going to make them up. We can make up words. It's fine. What do clouds do? They get bigger.
Like a cumulus cloud would get bigger. What do you say? Okay, and your second clue is...
Below.
What's yes, you got it. And the second clue is part of a stock market mantra, which is...
Buy low, sell high.
Oh, so you got it. Below to buy low.
We were doing single words.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how our listeners are going to react to this, Jay, because you were just getting them right away, you know? They're going to go, woo, he's fast. You are. But you're a puzzle person, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You did a great job. And to tell you what you'll get for playing our puzzle today, here's an actor I met at the South by Southwest Film Festival in Austin. His name is Chris Dubeck.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. I want that. The book series Will Shortz Presents Ken Can Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press. One of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. And a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles. You're getting a lot of stuff.
Thank you.
What do you think?
Good.
Yeah. Well, I'll just tell you, Chris Dubeck appears in the film Lovers of Hate, which is currently running on the Independent Film Channel, and you're going to hear more about it in the other hour of our program. So before we let you go, Jay, tell us what member station you listen to.
I am a member of WBGO Newark, which doesn't air your program, and WNYC New York, which does.
Well, we forgive WBGO because they do very good jazz programming.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Jay Livingston from New York City. Thanks so much for playing with us.
Oh, thank you. It was fun.
Oh, great. Okay. And Will, you have a challenge for next week?
Yes, this one is a little tricky. It comes from listener Mike Reese, who's a former writer-producer for The Simpsons and who co-created The Critic. What six-letter word, beginning with the letter S, as in Sam, would be the same if it started with TH? So again, what six-letter word, beginning with S, would be the same if it started with TH.
All right. If you get the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.